good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, July 19th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. I'm your host, David Boyle. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. On Wednesday, July 19th, it is the week of the Pioneer Day celebration. That's arriving in Monticello this weekend. Friday and Saturday will feature a ton of events, including activities, softball, a parade, and fireworks. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit about the Pioneer Day celebration is Monticello Assistant City Manager Megan Gallegos. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit, Pioneer Day celebration, always, you know, a weekend everyone looks forward to in Monticello. Tell us a little bit about the celebration this weekend.
I think that it is definitely the biggest weekend that we have in our grand old city. We've got a ton of events going on this year. We're split in the activities between the Veterans Park and the Ballfields Park, so that there's best of both worlds. We've got vendors at both locations, and we've got a great variety of vendors this year. We've got people doing crafts, food, informational. We've got inflatables that are free to the public that are sponsored by San Juan Counseling Prevention and the City of Monticello. That'll be on both Friday and Saturday. They'll start up about 3 o'clock on Friday and noon on Saturday. We've got some cornhole competitions, ones for family and children on Friday, just for fun. There's prizes that have been donated by some awesome individuals, awesome businesses in Monticello for this family children cornhole competition. And then we've got, for those who like the competition portion of cornhole, we've got a competitive that will have cash prizes for that. Friday night, we're super excited to change it up and have a movie this year. We'll be doing The Sandlot. And fun fact, it's the 30-year anniversary of the movie, and it was filmed in Utah. So that's an awesome thing. We'll have recreation concessions going, where our Monticello Recreation Committee is going to be fundraising for youth sports, and different things like that.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like Recreation Committee, they're putting on a couple of different events, and it seems like they're doing good work as well, you know, in promoting recreation. There's also quite a few events at the city pool. Tell us about some of those events.
So on Friday, we're going to do a dollar swim, which will have some free ice cream until we run out. We've got like 200 or so bars, but that goes fast with kids.
Yeah, it does.
And it's a dollar for entry. So from 1 to 5 p.m. on Friday, you can get in for a dollar and get you some ice cream. And then on Saturday, we'll be doing the coin dive. That is a typical event that we do every year, so you'll be able to come and attend that. It starts at 12:45, and then we'll go into the open swim. Something new that we're doing this year at the pool is the belly flop competition, and so those who like the pain of doing that can come show off their awesome skills of belly flopping.
Awesome. And those who don't like the pain can come enjoy the pain of others.
Yeah, you can watch others.
Do you know who's judging that? How do you get a unbiased belly flop judge?
The city manager will be judging that belly flop competition. I think that he's planning on having his lifeguards in on kind of taking the judgment on that. We'll see how it works out. It'll be the first year for it, but we're super excited. It looks like it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, good. Again, you know, you've got a ton of other, you know, you mentioned the inflatable San Juan Counseling, helping put that on. I know that's always a popular thing. I've seen that the past few years. So that's really great that it's going to be free this year.
I know.
Previously, you had to pay a little bit to access it, but it'll be free this year?
Yeah, it'll be free this year. Yep.
Awesome. And tell us how many inflatables?
So there'll be 10 to 12 inflatables. and 3 to 5 carnival style games with prizes. We also we're putting it all in a specific area and kind of naming it the Kid Zone, because another vendor that we do have coming is going to be doing the quarter operated rides, so like the horse and different things like that. And so we'll have a Kid Zone where you can bring your kids over and let them run around and burn that energy so that maybe you can get a good night's rest that night.
Very good. Well, that's going to be a ton of fun. Speaking of other ways to burn energy, too, there's the Blue Mountain Pioneer Pioneer Day 5K. Tell us about that.
So this is also an event that's been going on for quite some time. It'll start at 6. Registration will start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the race will begin at 7, and it's all up at Lloyd's Lake. This is something that's put on by the Monticello High School track team. So you can go up there, register, and if you really like running at 7 a.m., you can go and run at 7 a.m.
Yeah, well, it's a good fundraiser, and that'll be a lot of fun. If you're not into running at 7 a.m., there's another activity you can do Saturday morning.
Yeah, you can do the Lions Club breakfast. So they'll be having that at the Stake Center Pavilion, that's right behind the post office, and you can go and get you some breakfast. It is $10 a plate for adults and $5 a plate for children, and this goes to help the Lions Club be able to provide donations for various different things and support various different things that they do in the community.
Well, very good. I know another event going on too is the longest drive competition at the golf course.
Yeah, the golf course did this last year and said it was quite the hit, so we decided to bring it back. And you'll go and get pay. I think it's $10 for 5 balls and see how far you can launch a golf ball. And the further, there'll be different categories. There's adult men, adult women, seniors, and then a category for junior boys, and then another one for junior girls. And each category, the winner of each of those categories will get $100 pro shop credit that they can use. But there'll be 2 different times that you can go down, because 9 to 11 a.m. there's a lot of stuff going on. So a slower time of the day might be 4 to 6, where you can also go down and launch a couple golf balls and see if you can make it to the hole on hole 10.
Yeah. That'd be quite the launch, but I if you do that, you're probably going to win that $100 in golf shop credit. Well, awesome. Well, we've talked about a lot of events. Some of the main events, though, we haven't yet. That being the Pioneer Day Parade starts at 10:30 a.m. going on the usual route from Monticello High School onto Main Street and then up center. Tell us about this year's Grand Marshal for the parade.
This year's Grand Marshal is Martha Johnson. She is just such a light in the community. We announced it on Facebook, and it's got hundreds and hundreds of comments of what an amazing individual she is, how welcome and loving she is. I think that she is such a humble individual, and we are so excited that she is going to be our Grand Marshal this year. She'll be riding in Terrell Slade's yellow truck and waving at y'all, and so we hope y'all come out and see her and scream how much you love her, because we think she's just such an amazing individual in our community.
Yeah, she's awesome. Her daughter Leanne Nilsson helped write some of that write-up, you know, about her, and I thought she really nailed it. That, you know, you see it on those Facebook comments, and you see it whenever you're out in town. Martha's friends with everyone, you know. Mm-hmm. It's easy, you know, in any town to, okay, I know, you know, this person and that person, I'm friends with them, that person I kind of know, I'll wave to. But Martha, everyone wants to talk to Martha, because she's mm-hmm. she's friends with everyone. So mm-hmm. she's a great choice for the Pioneer Day Grand Marshal. You know, there's a ton of other events going on. You can read about it in full in the San Juan Record. But the evening caps off with the fireworks show. Tell us about the fireworks.
So the fireworks show is going to start just after dark. We'll be trying to shuffle them in between games like we do every year. So it'll start between like 9:45 and 10 o'clock is what we're anticipating. And it'll just be up at the ball fields. I mean, in Monticello, you can be anywhere and you've got a pretty good view of it. But if you want the best viewing, come up to the ballparks. We'll have vendors still going up there. We'll have the concessions up at the ball fields going, and you can watch a little bit of baseball. And we're excited to see how our fire department is going to organize and structure these fireworks this year.
Very good. It should be a great show. Again, you know, we've touched on a lot of events. You can get the full list in this upcoming edition of the San Juan Record available this morning. You can also get it online on Facebook with the city Facebook page as well.
Yeah, the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page is where we're putting most of the information. It's got more. I've been collecting flyers from people and putting more in detail things on the website, so that if you're like, oh, that looks interesting, but the schedule doesn't give enough detail, you can find it on the Facebook page and get more detail as to what's going on with a specific event.
Yeah, and I imagine that may stay up to date too. You know, if for some reason, you know, the something gets canceled or moved slightly or something, that's a good place to check as well.
Yep.
Very good. Well, again, we've been speaking with Megan Gallegos. She is the Monticello City Assistant Manager and has been so busy this week. One thing we didn't mention, I want to thank you, Megan, for all your work and help in organizing it. I know it's a ton of work. We could thank everyone in the community because I know everyone's doing different things, but thanks for help organizing it. Again, the Pioneer Day celebration is this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Tons of events, as mentioned, including the parade and fireworks. Megan, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run this morning?
No, I just want to say thank you to everybody who helps. Thanks to the community for coming out and supporting an event like this. It's a lot of fun, and I think it's a great thing for our community to come together and have an event we can all enjoy together.
Very good. It is a lot of fun to see everyone in the community, but it's open to everyone in the Red Rock area as well. It's a good way to get out of the heat, you know, if you're in Moab, Cortez, Blanding. It's a little cooler up here, so maybe come up and enjoy that weekend. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at Bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. For summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Good Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, July 19th, 2023, 9:21 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yep. Beautiful day and anticipation building for that Pioneer Day celebration.
That's always a highlight of the year in Monticello and for visitors too. Be a lot of reunions, a lot of things going on in addition to the community celebration, but that celebration is going to be good. Megan Gallegos does a great job.
Yeah, she does. Well, very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some news in the Red Rock listening area, Montezuma County announcing that as of this morning, a fire ban is in effect for all unincorporated areas of Montezuma County until further notice. No open fires or fireworks allowed in Montezuma County, Colorado. For more information on fire restrictions in the area, you can check out the MontezumaCounty.org website. That includes BLM, Forest Service, Mesa Verde National Park. So Southwest Colorado putting these fire bans in effect and as conditions are changing.
Yeah, you know, our monsoon season hasn't kicked in like it generally has by now. Hoping it will here coming up quick, but after the winter, lots and lots of fuel is drying out, so be careful out there.
Yeah, Monticello, it was teasing us almost yesterday. There was a few drops of rain in the afternoon, but no full blown storm.
Yeah, we got
storm,
a little
but
rain up at my house last night too. I had to get up and close the window.
Oh man,
I'd like to do that though.
Yeah, yep. So, anyways, hopefully soon, maybe it'd be nice to get some Thursday in Monticello green up and then maybe let it be a little warm again for Friday, Saturday.
You know, in Utah, you talk about fireworks restrictions. Pioneer Day is legalized fireworks, and there'll be fireworks in Monticello. Of course, the big fire department fireworks are always lots and lots of fun, but Monticello's pretty nice this time of year. We've had one day this year above 90 degrees. Just one day, and with this heat dome that we're hearing about so much, it's hit everywhere, and it's been warm here, but if you want to get away from some of the heat, you ought to come up this weekend to the celebration in Monticello.
Yeah, should be good. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now.
Yeah, and as you would anticipate, the Pioneer Day celebration is dominating our front page in this week's paper. You got a picture of Martha Johnson, a really nice write-up. Megan was talking about that. They put it on social media, and it's been very, very popular. Martha Johnson, the Grand Marshal of the parade. And anyway, you've got a nice story. You got a list of everything that's going on. Really nice photo. Carly Halls, who's just a wonderful local photographer, sent in a photo of a rainbow over a wheat field. Really captures this season quite well. That's our photo of the week on the front page. We've got a good story. The Navajo Utah Commission held a meeting last week, and we've talked about it quite a bit. In fact, we talked about it yesterday here on the morning show. The Navajo water rights settlement for the Utah portion of the Navajo Nation and what that means, and this huge project that's going to take years to implement, but continued progress on that. City of Monticello had a city council meeting. There's a story about that in the paper. Emory Telecom, they had their grand opening of a new warehouse here in Monticello in San Juan County. Boy, they provide lots of services, and that's expanding. We've got a story about that. Tied to the Post, Steve Simpson has a really nice story about spiders and the hot weather. And anyway, just really nice story there. Sally Jack, who read a poem for us yesterday. She is a guest columnist for Notes from Westwater, and she writes just a remarkable story about her family, her grandparents, who cleared out a cave in Westwater Canyon, just west of Blanding, and lived in it for several years. And anyway, a very fun story, informative story, remarkable story. This was during World War II, right before World War II. And so Sally is 2 weeks in a row has had nice entries in the San Juan Record, and this is a fun one you're going to want to read. It's hard to believe, but we're less than a month from the start of the high school football season, and the Deseret News came out with the preseason polls, and San Juan Broncos, of course, so you'd guess, the two-time defending state champions, come in as the number one seed in the 2A ranks, and Monticello High School comes in as the number one seed in the eight-man football ranks, so the two teams that we aggressively follow are number one in the state in their classifications, and Whitehorse Raiders are number five.
Yeah.
And Monument Valley had some good things happening, too. So anyway, we're all of a sudden starting to think about football, which is nice.
Yeah.
Summer goes too quick. I have an obituary today for Rick Bailey, a Monticello man who served San Juan County, served his community for many, many years, passed away last week. There's going to be a viewing and a celebration of life for Rick tomorrow evening, but a really nice obituary about Rick Bailey. In fact, we have a letter to the editor from Mark Semedeni talking about Rick Bailey and all the good that he did for many years working for San Juan County. He was the person on the scene on emergency response. If there was something terrible happen, you felt a little bit better when Rick Bailey showed up because he was awfully good in EMT situations. So anyway, that's the paper. It'll be available on newsstands this afternoon in San Juan County. Your subscription should arrive in the mail tomorrow. Get an online version, which 800 of our subscribers do. It was delivered at 5 a.m. this morning to your inbox. It's a good way to read the paper. Anyway, appreciate your support. Whole lot going on. We got to preview quite a bit of stuff for the county fair, which is coming up in 2 weeks, too. That's in addition to the Pioneer Days activities that we really highlight this week. So,
very good. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Times Independent reporting on a couple of projects coming up. UDOT reported projects this summer and fall in Grand County. Work beginning late July on resurfacing the highway from 200 North to 400 North in Moab in various sections up to mile marker 148, 4 miles north of Canyonlands Regional Airport. Paving will occur overnight, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and they'll have flaggers through the area as well. But, some projects upcoming by UDOT in Grand County. They'll be, working on repaving some areas in Moab and northern Grand County. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, funeral services begin this morning at 11 a.m. in Moab for Nicole Sliding, age 36 of Moab. That service will be held at the 400 North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As I mentioned, a viewing and celebration of life for Rick Bailey will be held tomorrow from 5 to 7 at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. Rick passed away on July 16th. There'll be a private funeral and burial service on Friday. So the public event is tomorrow from 5 to 7. Graveside services for Roger Dwayne Martin are set for Thursday, July 20th at the Dove Creek Cemetery, beginning at 10 a.m. A celebration of life for Lewis Weldon Jones begins at 11 a.m. on Thursday at the Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. That's for Lewis and for his late wife, who passed away earlier. Funeral services for Jack Corbin are from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab, passed away on July 12th at the age of 73. A celebration of life for John Dennis Bright will be held at 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 23rd, at Connection Christian Church in Odessa, Texas. John passed away in Dolores on July 9th at the age of 32. Funeral services for Ronald Melvin Trent begin at 11 a.m. on Monday, July 24th, at the Blanding South LDS Chapel. Visitation from 9 to 10:30. Trent, age 86, passed away on July 14th. Services for Shad Albert Swink, age 49 of Moab, are from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday, July 28th, at the Old City Park in Moab. Funeral services for Mary LaVon Johnson of Moab begin at 10 a.m. on Sunday, July 29th, at the LDS Chapel on 400 North in Moab, viewing at 9 a.m. Also on July 29th are memorial services for Alma Jeannie Sapp of Durango. That'll be at the Durango Cowboy Church. And there'll be graveside services for Howard Nielsen on Saturday, July 29th at 11 a.m. at the Monticello City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and cabinet exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
What's going on?
The July 3rd Thursday Cortez Downtown Market features live music from Paco this Thursday night from 5 to 8. Come enjoy the music, food and drinks, vendors and fun in Montezuma Park. Visit shopcortez.com for full details. Monticello is hosting their annual Pioneer Day celebration Friday and Saturday. Come enjoy food, vendors, games, sports competitions, the annual parade, and of course the big fireworks show Saturday night. For the full schedule, check the current edition of the San Juan Record or visit the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. Moab Arts and the City of Moab are hosting an Arts and Ag Market at Suwannee City Park on Friday, featuring produce and artisan goods from local, regional, and visiting vendors. It runs from 5 to dusk. You can get more info by calling 435-259-6272. Also Friday night at Suwannee City Park, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Nosotros, This 11-piece Latin music powerhouse seamlessly combines a myriad of Latin rhythms with elements of rock, salsa, jazz, and cumbia to create their unique sound. The concert starts at 7 and runs until 9. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. Friday Night at the Fort features the music of Craig Crippen and family. From classical to popular to country, they sing them all. The show's free at Bluff Fort Friday night starting at 7. It's Grand Summer Nights in Mancos on Saturday, featuring food, drinks, kids' activities, art demonstrations, and live music. It kicks off at 4:30. Check MancosValley.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's 9:37 a.m. on this Wednesday morning, this Wednesday, July 19th.
Yeah, there's a lot going on today. Today is National Hot Dog Day. Every day ought to be Hot Dog Day. Well, maybe not every day. But today's National Hot Dog Day, and if that's not enough for you, it's also International Retainer Day.
Oh.
So if you've lost your retainer that the dentist gave you in 1978, you got to go find it and put it back. Well, that'd be... Anyway, retainers, kind of an interesting thing to have a day for, but today is the day for retainers. On this day in history, in 1848, the Seneca Falls Convention in Seneca Falls, New York, marked the start of the women's suffrage movement, which eventually led to women's right to vote throughout the world, basically. Everywhere but Afghanistan, maybe. But anyway, that's kind of Seneca Falls. We were there a few years ago. Remarkable place. It's the home of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, this woman who helped start the movement. And it's also the setting for Bedford Falls in It's a Wonderful Life.
Nice.
I love It's a Wonderful Life. In 1903, on this day, the first Tour de France closed after a 1,500-mile multi-stage race. Getting close. It's still going today. They've just finished today's stage. Sepp Kuss from Durango is doing awesome. He's a top 10 performer in the overall stage and is having a great year. And anyway, so 1903, so 120 years ago, the first Tour de France. 46 years ago today, July 19th, 1977, the number one song was Looks Like We Made It by Barry Manilow. The Moscow Summer Olympics opened today in 1980. It was boycotted by most of the Western nations because of the Soviet incursion into Afghanistan. So, actor Benedict Cumberbatch is 47 years old today. Brian May, lead guitarist for Queen, was born today in 1946. That makes him, or 1947. That makes him 76 years old. ESPN announcer Stuart Scott was born today in 1965. He'd be 58, but he passed away back in 2016. He was a great guy. 2015 is when he passed away. And musician Alan Collins is 71 years old today. He's a guy who started Lynyrd Skynyrd. Local birthdays today for Judge Lion Hazelton and Nephi Barlow. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks. It's summer, which means we've got 101 ways to experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, number 59 on the list is taking a walk. Sometimes having fun is as simple as taking a walk. There are a number of popular walking paths in area communities. Paths in Blanding include the Nation of the Four Corners Cultural Center, Westwater Ruins, and the FBLA Historic Homes Tour. In Monticello, try the walking paths at Lloyd's Lake, the Uranium Mill Site, or the Canyon Country Discovery Center. In Bluff, the new Riverwalk Trail along the San Juans is sure to give dazzling views. That's number 59 on the list. Take a walk. Taking a look, we're also highlighting advertisers in the 101, different folks advertising in the publication, including the City of Monticello and their Pioneer Day celebration, softball tournament, parade, vendors in the park, fireworks, cornhole, reunions, 5K run, and showing a Sandlot Friday night. More information on the schedule at the Pioneer Day Facebook page, also in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, celebrating 135 years in Monticello. Again, that's latest from the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, the publication available throughout the county, a good way to visit and see the county and also visit and see new things in your own home county. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability, matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District has numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist, a school-based therapist, and special education paraprofessional at Grand County High. Title I paraprofessional and severe special education teacher positions at HMK Elementary. 3 full-time custodian positions, part or full-time lunch aide slash cooks slash cashiers at all schools, substitute bus driver, groundskeepers, maintenance positions, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Don't miss the incredible 2023 Pioneer Day celebration, July 21st and 22nd in Monticello. Come visit the city with a cool climate and warm welcome for two full days of exciting events. Food vendors, bouncy houses, arts and crafts, live music, a free movie, and more. Check out the Blue Mountain Invitational, the nation's longest-running fast-pitch softball tournament. Plus, there will be lots of competitions to enter. A 5K race, a cornhole tournament, a long drive tournament, swimming events, and more. The annual parade begins at 10:30 on Saturday, and the big fireworks show lights the sky after dark. You can find the full schedule in the San Juan Record at sjrnews.com and on the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. See you at the 2023 Pioneer Day celebration, July 21st and 22nd in Monticello.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first, so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is, Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant, whatever it takes, means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, July 19th, 2023, 9:51 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at the sports report. Looking at the regional report, the Colorado Rockies remain fifth in the NL West, record of 37-58. They did get a win yesterday over the Houston Astros, 4-3, and they're hosting the Astros once again today at 1 o'clock. Arizona Diamondbacks also got a needed win, 16-13 over the Atlanta Braves yesterday. Improves their record to 53-42. Diamondbacks are now 2.5 games back from the Dodgers at the top of the NL West and a game back from the San Francisco Giants. They are in Atlanta again today. 5:20 p.m. is the opening pitch tonight. Well, again, that'll do it for the regional sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.